The authors of the DPR validation study were some of the most severe critics of IFR. The authored papers such as Verify 1 and 2 that specifically targeted IFR and the use of diastole. The goals of the validation study were to show that, number one, calculating a diastolic ratio from the whole of diastole, DPR, rather than just the wave-free period is the same as IFR. Number two, DPR and IFR are numerically equal. Number three, that multiple diastolic resting indices, including IFR and DPR, are equally close to FFR. So if IFR is adopted into guidelines, then all resting indices should also be adopted into guidelines. The study was conducted by analyzing 893 waveforms from 833 patients taken from the Verify 2 and Contrast studies. IFR measurements were calculated offline using Philips software and were compared to calculated FFR values, as well as several variations of the DPR interval.